Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download to this or any of my shows from BruceSalen.com. By the way, that was my older son singing. He wrote a song in honor of my show, my forthcoming book, and made a music video, which is quite fun, at least from this dad's point of view. And I encourage you to visit it and find it on the blog section of BruceSalen.com and leave him a comment of praise. Would be terrific. You could like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and visit my website, BruceSalen.com, for any and all of what's going on. I want to mention again that I have another website called BoomerTechTalk.com, in which I share what I call Boomer parenting tips. And the current one is about being friends with your kids on Facebook, a difficult and important, and I would state a controversial issue. There's also a new Tech World comic, which is about practical jokes that take place on the internet, something I did not know about. And this one is not only funny, but it's informative. We have a Father's Day special that will air the week of Father's Day in the same vein, but a little bit more focused than today's show, which was both on manners and Mother's Day. We talked about when is rude rude, and that was the name of this week's Dad's Point of View column, which is available all over the world. And again, on my website, but the comments that we got were very powerful and very strong from not only the generation that I was referring to, which is the 20-something generation, but from my generation. And it was universal in condemning the behavior of the couple I talked about, and it was very interesting. And I thought the suggestion of one of the commenters to just turn off the wireless in your house when you want downtime from it was a great suggestion. Doesn't mean any confrontation. It's just a house rule. I also want to tell you about something that I have started, which is called the A Dad's Point of View Tweet Chat. If you don't know what tweet chats are about, you can also read about that on my website, where I talk about the Dad's Point of View Tweet Chat has begun. A tweet chat is a chat room that you find by putting in a hashtag, which means you use the number symbol followed by whatever the tweet chat is called. In my case, it's called ADADSPOV, ADADSPOV. So you would put the hashtag or the number symbol followed by ADADSPOV in on your tweet stream, and you will then find at a designated time, which is every Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, West Coast Time, you will then find people that have come to join this chat room. It's a very interesting way to interact with other parents. I host it, so I will be there as well. And these kind of chats can move along real quickly or really slowly. It depends. We're growing ours, and we will see where it goes. Again, I want to mention that you can pre-order my book, which is coming out in a couple weeks. You can buy right now the exclusive limited edition poster at the store at BruceSalen.com. Diane and Michael Medved wrote the foreword for the book and said the following. A dad's point of view isn't only about parenthood. It's about the complex pieces that combine to form a complete life. It includes issues everyone recognizes but not everyone discusses, though they should. Like holidays, the role of faith, family dinners, guy friends, man-woman differences, and the big stuff, such as feelings of failure and the meaning of life. Anyway, it will be available at Amazon, at my website, in all e-reader forms within a couple weeks and in time for Father's Day. I want to repeat a couple of the better quotes on Mother's Day to close out the show. These were mentioned at the very beginning in segment number one from a woman by the name of Taneva Jordan, and I'm assuming Taneva is a woman. I'm not even sure why. She or he said the following. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. From Mildred B. Vermont, someone else I don't know. Being a full-time mother is one of the highest salaried jobs since the payment is pure love. And this more contemporary quote from Peter DeVries. A suburban mother's role is to deliver children obstetrically once and by car forever after. I can vouch for that as having been and still am the chauffeur for my boys. This next week's topic, by the way, will be one that I find perplexing. The title tells all, which is why do they like the scariest horror movies? Puzzles the heck out of me. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show. You can write and email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And sponsor slots are still available. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager, who always has a smile whenever I walk into his office and demand a raise. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now. Walk, 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 walk.